Hi, this is Yvette Francino, and I'm here today with a frequent contributor to Search Software Quality, Matt Heuser. Matt, hello. Can you tell us
Hi,
a little bit
morning.
about yourself? Good morning.
Sure. I'm a member of the technical staff at SocialText, where we make collaboration software, and we do it from home or working remotely, so it's a physically distributed development model. I live in West Michigan, and I've been developing, testing, managing software projects for about 12 years now.
Okay,
Short
great.
Bio.
And I know you're going to be at Star East, and so I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about the conference and some of the things that are going on with that. Tell me what's going on right now in our economy and the impact that's having on conferences.
Sure, yeah. Star East has been around for a long time. I think it's 12, 13, 14 years old now. And it's a big conference model. And what I see happening is a lot of small conferences, a lot of regional conferences, a lot of niche, right? So there used to be this really big programming conference called SD Best Practices or SD West. And both of those have turned on hard times, but the really small, like the Ruby conference or the peer conferences in software testing, two or three days around a very focused theme, those are going really well. So what Star East has to do is figure out how to have a big conference with the feel of a small one. So I think there's going to be more workshops. I think there's going to be more experiential training, more participant involvement in the training, and I think those are all good things.
Yeah. So you're a leader in the Rebel Alliance. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that means?
Sure, yeah. Well, there's two inspirations for it. The first one is clearly Star Wars, right, where you have this sort of big empire that turns everybody literally into clones, right, and you have these stormtroopers that just do what they're told and don't have to think. And in the testing world today, there's a very strong pull toward having a stable, predictable, repeatable process so that you don't have to rely on human beings who are thinking. And I have a lot of philosophical issues with that, but also practical ones, because it turns out you spend a fair amount of money and don't really get good testing out of that. So we're sort of, you know, the small band of rebels fighting the Empire. Mm-hmm. And the second one was a few years ago at Star East, Lee Copeland, who's the chair of the conference, said something like, nobody likes to eat a bagel alone. And that really got to me, because it used to be that you'd send your whole team. The first conference I went to, we sent the entire development staff, the whole technical staff, to go to this conference as a team building exercise. And, you know, at night they went out to eat together or whatever. I think we visited Mount St. Helens, right, here in Portland, Oregon. Now you're lucky if one person goes. You send the new guy. You send the person who's just been promoted to test manager. He doesn't know anybody. And as speaker, I'm kind of in that position too, because we only have a couple of testers in my company. And I go to a lot of test conferences. So we created the Rebel Alliance to say, well, let's at least have some known events at night that I can go to, that I will pre-plan what I'm going to do in the evenings of the conference, so I don't go back to, you know, an empty hotel room at 8 o'clock, which can be a lonely and empty place.
Yeah.
And also to save money. So you don't stay at the conference hotel. Let's stay two blocks away and, you know, see how much we can save. I'm going to be staying with Justin Hunter. We're going to be roommates. And he's the CEO of HexoEyes, which means basically you spend half as much on your hotel, and you've got some good conversations going with someone you respect. So
yeah.
Those are the two things, and it's really turning into like the conference after the conference. And, you know, it sounds like it's
going to
be a lot
of fun. I feel honored to be part of it. Thank you for including me in that. So I'll be hoping to get some after conference stories as well. So how would somebody join the Rebel Alliance?
Well, that's kind of challenging, right? So the idea is that we're not making any money off this. There's no commercial anything involved here. It's all reputation and relationship. So there's no call for presentations. There's no call for proposals. It's kind of like the house in Alice Through the Looking Glass, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know that you're in until you're in. And I think it's kind of the best sense of the inner ring, the collection of the sound craftspeople. So I put things out on my blog. There's things out on Twitter. And basically, if you know someone is in and you have a way to approach them personally, you can ask. And the idea is everybody that's involved is vetted, is either well-qualified in their field outside of testing, reporters, or respected as a thought leader inside of testing. So everybody in the room should be high quality. The only problem I have with this kind of stuff is that if it gets too big, everybody goes to dinner, and you talk about a lot of things, but you don't really get the personal things that you'd like. So we want to keep it at a reasonable size. So
about how many people are in it? About how many people are members at this point?
Well, it depends, because right now we're looking at doing it again at CAST, possibly at SDPCon. So when you put everybody together, I think we've got about 20 people interested right now. Probably going to be about 12 in the room at the conference, but that could change.
Yeah.
If there was some big publicity event, like a podcast or something, who knows, right?
So what are you presenting? You're presenting at Star East. Tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Sure. I'm doing a talk called Test Odyssey, I think, right? Yeah, Building a High-Performance Distributed Team. And, you know, like I said before, social text is a distributed team, but usually when people say distributed team, they mean we outsource testing to India, or we acquired a company in Europe that does kind of the same stuff we do, and now we have to integrate our work. Like, people are still driving in a car to an office every day. Maybe if you're lucky, they're riding a bike or a train or something. And they work 8 hours and they come home. And what I'm talking about is, why do we have to have an office at all? I mean, 100 years ago, right, you would have an oil refinery, or you would have a coal mine, or you would have a factory. And, like, you had to come into the office because that's where the work was, and you had to make sure it was next to a train station so whatever you built you could ship out. A lot of companies today do knowledge work. We make software. Thanks to the internet, why do you have to have an office? And social text is structured that way. We have a physical office for the sales staff, the executives, annual on-site meetings, things like that, the data center, right? Although I think that's in the cloud now. It's not on the main building. And the dynamics when you're working remotely are very, very different. And I'm going to be talking about two things. Not only what it's like to have a distributed company, not only what tools do we have, but how do the dynamics team, and how do you actually build a team? What was our odyssey? What was the adventure we went through to become what I think, and a couple of publishers seem to agree, is a high-performance distributed test team?
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Matt, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I'll be at Star East. Hope to see you there. If not, I'll be at CAST, which is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in August. I think Search Software Quality is going to be there, too. And we are going to be announcing on my blog in the next couple of days the call for proposals and presentations for the Software Test and Performance Conference, which I haven't said this publicly yet, but it's going to be in Vegas in October.
Okay.
So between those three, it would be nice to get off the interwebs and actually be able to shake people's hands, right?
Yep. Well, I'll be looking forward to meeting you in person at last at Star East, and I'm looking forward to being a part of the Rebel Alliance as well. So thank you, Matt, and we'll be talking to you soon. Goodbye.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Yvette.